Back now with Day to Day. In Vienna today, the Iranian government said it would cause harm and pain to the United States if it brings Iran before the UN Security Council and imposes sanctions on its nuclear program. The statement was made at a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency. One government official left open the possibility today that his country might consider cutting back production in retaliation against the United States. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, how serious is this bluster? How serious is Iran sounding about cutting back oil production?
Well, that's indeed the question here. Is it bluster or is it more? When you've got the Deputy Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council talking about his country being capable of inflicting harm and pain on the U.S., though the rhetoric is at least hotter than ever on the political side. This warning came today at this meeting of the International Atomic Energy Association that's trying to figure out what to do about Iran's refusal to freeze its uranium enrichment program. The U.S. and European allies are stepping up the pressure on the other side of the standoff. They say Iran's inflexibility leaves the world no choice but to ask for action from the United Nations Security Council. And Iran is firing back with its own strong words, quoting here again, "If that's the path the U.S. wishes to choose, let the ball roll." Now, of course, this all comes against the backdrop of a world that has very little wiggle room when it comes to pumping oil as fast as anybody can, really. And there's a Reuters dispatch from Vienna today that makes this point. It says oil consumers have not felt this vulnerable for decades.
Well, the market watchers surely heard about all this. Did oil prices go up?
Well, they actually did dip a little bit, in part thanks to another meeting that was going on in Vienna at the same time that tough talk was coming from across town. OPEC officials met in Vienna today, and they pledged to keep output close to the limit to bring prices within what they view as a more comfortable range. Interestingly enough, or maybe just confusingly enough, Iran's oil minister was striking a softer tone at that meeting. He said, "We have no intention of reducing any of our exports." So this was the same time that Iranian defense official was saying the country would have to review its oil policies if world pressure grows. And the reassurances from OPEC may have balanced all that out.
Yeah, so you think OPEC, this promise by OPEC, is enough to stabilize prices?
Well, there was a bit of good news from the Energy Department today. It says crude oil inventories here in the U.S. have climbed beyond expectations to their highest level in 7 years, so that should help. On the other hand, here's the latest assessment from Reuters. World oil prices are at their highest level in real terms in 25 years. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're watching a new stock on the New York Stock Exchange. As of today, you can buy shares of the NYSE itself.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.